You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
I keep hitting the same button. Oh, well. How about this one?
Flipping switches.
How about, no, this is the proper one here.
Send in the clouds.
Here we are. It's the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR, a program reminder that December 10th, the show will be moving permanently to the noon slot from the 10 o'clock slot. So we'll be on from noon to 2. We do. The good news is we get an extra 15 minutes. The bad news is you got to wait another 2 hours. So lunch with the data doctors every Saturday starting in January. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right, let's go back to the phones here. 1, 2, 3, 4. It is Sherry on a mobile. Sherry, you have a computer that's cold.
Yes, it freezes up intermittently.
And we've tried the warm blanket, and none of that works.
Right.
Yeah, okay. You are experiencing something that just out of the blue, the computer just locks up cold?
Uh-huh.
And
I have to do Control-Alt-Delete. And, of course, it lights out what I'm doing.
Okay, but Control-Alt-Delete does respond?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Well, that's
that,
all right.
That generally tells us that it is a software issue, because if it doesn't respond, it could be software or it could be hardware.
Okay.
But the fact that it's responding to the three-fingered salute, the Control-Alt-Delete,
right,
that tells us that the operating system is still still working enough that it can respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. When did this start?
Probably a few months ago.
Couple months ago, and if you're like normal users, you have no idea what happened a couple months ago that might have caused this.
That is correct.
Okay, so we do know this for a fact, though. Something that was added or changed in the machine caused this to start happening. These things don't happen just by themselves out of the blue. Something has to change the way Windows works in order for it to have this problem.
Okay.
So the easiest thing to do is to refresh your memory about what happened several months ago. If you, I mean, you actually have one piece of information that you have some idea that it happened a couple months ago. Most people have no idea. I don't know. It's been doing it forever. And then, you know, it's like, okay, well, we got nowhere to go. If you open up your My Computer icon on your desktop,
uh-huh,
and then double-click on the C drive,
okay,
you want to look for a folder called Program Files.
Okay.
If you double-click on that, that should open up and show you everything that's installed into the system that's a program outside of Windows.
Okay.
If you change the view, so you click up on the view area,
okay,
and change it to look for the details. That way it shows you the date and the time and the size of the files and all that.
Okay.
You change to that and then click on the actual date. The date created, I believe, is the
date modified.
Date modified or date created. If you click on that, it'll sort all of the programs in order by
left
date.
Or right. Left or right click?
Left click.
Okay.
See, it resorts all your programs in a chronological order, either oldest first or youngest first.
It's not doing anything when I click on it.
When you click on what?
The date under modified.
Are you clicking on the actual tab across the top? You know, the header across the top of the of where all the files are?
What? Okay, I clicked on an individual.
No, not on the files. Not on the files, above the files, where the files are all listed out.
The words date modified, click on those.
Okay.
Are we getting somewhere?
No. I'm seeing, let's do an example here, Outlook Express.
No, forget about that. Above that, above where all the files are.
Oh, okay.
What version of Windows is this?
98.
Okay. Yeah, above that it'll say like name, size, type, date modified. At the top, did you switch?
Right.
Okay, so click on the actual words date modified. Above where all the dates are.
Okay.
Did you do it?
Right.
Okay, it should sort it by, what's the first thing at the top? What's the date on it?
11/26/03.
Okay, 11/26/03. So, obviously, a couple days ago, something was added. If you look all the way to the left under name, it'll tell you what it was. So now go back 2 months and take a look to see what was done 2 months ago and see if that gives you any indication of what might have started the problem.
Okay.
And then if it's a program you don't really need, then first thing you want to do is remove it, uninstall it.
Okay.
And see if that helps clear up some of the issues. Chances are, by if it's been going for a couple of months and it's just doing these freezing, it's a small chance that removing the offending program may take care of it. A lot of times, though, once the damage is done, it's done. And somebody technical is going to have to go into what's called your registry and remove all of the confusing information that's been putting in there. That these programs put in, and it confuses Windows, and that's why you get this freezing.
Okay. And I also have all these, and as I was driving over here, someone called about one of my problems was the programs running in the background.
Yeah, all along the SIS tray, there's a bunch of those down at the bottom. You want to one at a time figure out what they are, uninstall the ones that you can, and then you'll have to go and do a more technical level removal if you want all those things gone. It gets kind of technical, so.
Well, I do want them gone.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm going to take you off the air and give you some more ideas, okay?
Sure, thank you.
All right, that's Sherry. Having a freezing problem, folks, it's generally something you did. Take responsibility. Think about what you did. Figure out what you could have done to cause the machine to be angry with you. It's all you. It's you people. It's not the software. It's not the computer. It's not Bill Gates. It's you. It's the way you put everything on your system. And we're going to go to news now. When we come back, we've got more of your calls and questions.
This week, Lou Grump...